And then
well,
see
I grew
if
the, up on yeah. a farm fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
There it is. All right, we're going to start taking your requests after the news and start the Fly Jam Friday with some funky songs. This is we do this every Friday where we celebrate R&B and funky stuff. Phone lines are open, 312-981-7200. Get in your requests now of funky R&B cool songs. Viggity Viggity Vic is in the newsroom. Esmeralda the Heart Melda will be spinning down from the seventh floor to here. DJ Shagru just came out of the TARDIS, and I'm Wiki Wiki Nikki. And the spy Fly Jams Friday has begun. 312-981-7200 for your Fly Jam requests. News is next. This song is a jam. Fly Jams Friday, everybody. Yeah, get your requests in. Anything funky, anything R&B. We celebrate it on Friday. DJ Shagru is ready to spin the discs. That's Vanity 6 right there. Yeah, man. That's Nasty Girl. Hey, you know who wrote that song, Dan? You have any idea who wrote that song? Can you guess?
I better not.
It's Huey Lewis. No, Prince obviously wrote that song. So, yeah, so it's a Fly Jams Friday. And that, by the way, was a request from Esmeralda. So you can thank her for the first Fly Jam of the morning. And we will thank her. She's currently spinning on her head and breakdancing and popping and locking her way down to the showcase studio right here for a Fly Day. Fly Day? It's a Fly Day.
True.
Fly Day, Esmeralda. I just said Fly Day instead of Friday. I said Fly Day because I can't
fly
speak.
Jams.
It's Fly Jams. That's right. By the way, that was a fly-ass jam that you just requested, Esmeralda. Can't go wrong with Vanity 6. Of course, it's in the movie, it's Apollonia 6 because they didn't put Vanity in the movie. That character was based on Vanity, obviously, but there you go. All right. How about this? Michael from Iowa requested this. I want to take me to Funky Town. 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 There you go. Little Funky Town. Somebody better take her to Funky Town. She keeps asking, what are you doing?
I don't know. There's just a bag of Rubik's Cubes here.
There's a bag.
They've been here.
Bag with two Rubik's Cubes here.
Yeah, they've been here.
Unsolved Rubik's Cubes. Whoa, what happened there? Oh, it's a case for your Rubik's Cube?
It's a case of a... the outside looks like a Rubik's Cube.
Of a Rubik's Cube.
Of a for a Rubik's Cube.
See, I wouldn't even
Because, you
get,
know, you don't want anyone to seem you're so smart because the case is all mixed up.
Right.
So if you solve it.
Right.
They'll be like, look at that smarty pants.
See, I can't even figure that out. I would have a difficult
the
time
Rubik's
trying
cube
to figure
case?
Out the Cubic Cube case. Since when do they have I had a Rubik's Cube when I was a kid. When the hell did they come with a case?
I don't know.
And a nice silk bag? What the hell?
These are apparently like special ones.
That one doesn't have a case.
This one says Rubik's Speed, and it's very pliable.
Oh, I see. All right.
It's got like a circle in the middle.
It's made for those smart people.
Yeah, like look at it. It goes really fast.
I can't. I don't even.
Do you remember but the older
they
ones?
They were
would be
stiff.
Like, yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. They were not.
This one's.
This one you could just flip around. Look at you're not even trying, and it's flipping.
Interesting. The advances in Rubik's Cube technology.
It's amazing.
This is why they left him here. And they're like, oh, they'll just talk about Rubik's Cubes for an hour.
Exactly. And the sales will spike.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's exactly right. All right. let's go to the phones. Here's Mark on WGN. Go ahead, Mark.
This time of year, 1972, Pops and Mavis and the rest had established themselves as a secular rock group after gospel. I'll Take You There by the Staple Singers.
Yeah.
Oh, I know a place, yo. I'll take you there. Ain't nobody crying.
Staple Singers. You can't go wrong with that. Esmeralda, are you just going to play with the Rubik's Cube for the rest of the show? So they were just sitting there by.
Yeah. Now, Patty had also been mesmerized by them because she's like, why is there just a bag of Rubik's Cube?
She was down here?
Yeah, she just crosstalk.
Oh, okay. All right, Rubik's Cubes for all of your Rubik's Cube needs, the Showcase Studio.
Yeah. That's what they're going to turn this into, a Rubik's Cube sales showroom.
Exactly right. All right.
Get all your Rubik's Cubes needs.
Here we go. Steve wanted to hear this. Oh, man. I almost hit the wrong button. I almost hit the spots, Dan. I am such an idiot. I didn't get a lot of sleep last night for make sure people know. All right. Hey, what do I care? I've been here 33 years today, so I can do whatever I want. Here we go. She is so, so sweet and tender in her glass. So glad I need a girl. She is so, so sweet and tender in her glass. So glad I'm making love. Oh, I love that girl. That's a great song. That's a good one. That's a good one. All right. Brian in Garfield Ridge wants to hear this one.
Hit the on button to your business.
And I did that, didn't I? Can you fix that, Dan? This is no excuse, but Dan, you know the button for the CD upstairs is where the spots button is down here.
That's a legitimate excuse.
I think so. I mean,
What does it say?
Well, one says spots and one says CD.
Okay.
But it's in the same location, so I just hit it.
But what does it say?
I don't care. I don't read it. I know where the button is. I don't need to read it because I know where the button
is. Clearly, you don't know where the button is.
Upstairs, I do. Because I worked in that studio a ton.
Yeah, but we're downstairs.
Oh, I know.
Okay.
I know. So I don't care, though. All right.
In the midst of all that.
Yeah.
That song is a jam. Ever since I recorded that, whatever, however many weeks ago, I have not been able to get it out of my
really?
Head. Yes.
Had you never heard it before?
I had never heard it before.
Oh. Are
you just humming to yourself?
I would. Pretty much. Yeah.
Wow, I'm surprised. So that's never been played on Fly Jams, right?
I can recall.
Wow, I'm surprised by that. I don't know why. So, all right, let's see what Randy has to say. Hey, Randy.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
How are things going?
It's going well, except I don't know where the buttons are on the board. But go ahead.
Hey, that's all right. I'm just chilling, eating my Italian beef, man, and listening to you.
I appreciate that. Thanks. I got some cheese clams here, so I'm all set.
Well, I'll pass on those.
All right.
They're not good. I'm going to take us back to a 1976 little funky jazz band. They had a song that reached about, I think, on the top five in 1976. The band is called Brick, and the song is called Dazz.
That's right. Here we go. Yeah. The song's called Dazz because it's a combination of disco and jazz. Dazz. Also, that's by Brick. They had a couple of hits, Brick did. But that song is sampled on perhaps Ice Cube's greatest song of all time and one of the most devastating songs where he disses Eazy-E and the rest of N.W.A.
Mm-hmm.
It's called No Vaseline. The song, it's Ice Cube's called No Vaseline, and that's the sample he uses while he just rips NWA to shreds because NWA drew first blood. Like Cube went solo, didn't diss NWA on his first record, and then they went after him, and so he wrote the most devastating song. And it best part of the movie of Straight Outta Compton is when they're recording that song. Like they're showing the recording of this, intercutting the recording of that song with NWA and Eazy and the guys hearing it for the first time. It's the best part. It's by far the best part of the movie, and it's my favorite song. And that Daz is a sample in that. So, but we can't play that one on the air, Dan.
No,
can't play No Vaseline on the air. Not at all. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGiulio here on 720 WGN, and we're live in the Allstate Showcase studio here on a Friday morning. As you can tell by the music, Fly Jams Friday. Get your requests in now. Phone lines are open, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200 for any Fly Jam that you would like to request. And Esmeralda, that was one of your choices. Tell everybody about that one.
That was Galactic Paint. Yes.
Galactic.
V told me that one.
Oh, V picked that one for you.
I usually go, hey, give me some Fly Jams.
And then he goes with
it. And then he sends me stuff.
Okay. So Galactic is the band and Paint is the song.
Yes.
Okay. Never heard it before. Sounded funky.
I check before. I don't just take them blindly.
Because you don't trust V's taste?
Because I listen. I went, okay.
Uh-huh. Have you ever?
I think the one before that was.
Have you ever denied one? That he sent?
Yeah, there's some that, it's not that they're not Fly Jams, but I was like, not in the mood. he did this round recommend a Trick Daddy song.
Trick Daddy?
The rapper, and I'm like, no, I don't think that's not.
Can we play that on the
air? Probably not. I'm like, I don't know where you think I work, but.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're not going to let that on.
No, there's FCC violations in some of these songs.
So I have to, yeah.
Well, hell, if we're going to play that, let's get No Vaseline queued up, Dan. let's play that. Have you seen Straight Outta Compton?
Yeah.
That, you know what scene I'm talking about?
Uh-huh.
It's the best scene in the movie. It's my favorite because Giamatti all of a sudden is just outraged.
Mm-hmm.
Because Ice Cube mentions Jews in it.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, Paul Giamatti is completely outraged. The looks on the actors' faces when they're hearing that song, I love that. That's my favorite scene in the entire movie. It's a good movie, though. I enjoy that movie. Straight out of Compton. All right.
Did you forget?
No. Okay. I have to get used to saying Compton because every week I say context.
I see.
Here's Lou. He picked this.
Thank you for letting me be myself again. Thank you for letting me be myself again.
You know what song this is sampled on, right?
No.
Rhythm Nation.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The Janet Jackson.
Okay.
Yeah. That's a sample of a Rhythm Nation. I think it's Thank You for Letting Me Be Myself and one other. I'm trying to remember what the other one is, but you know how they mix them together so they get a bigger beat. How about this one?
Yeah. That Terry Jam.
That would be Huey Lewis and Terry Thomas. Yeah, that would be Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. Huey Lewis and Terry Thomas. Oddly, I don't think that they were at the Billboard Music Awards when Janet Jackson got the Icon Award.
Maybe they were busy.
They were mentioned. You know, obviously, you can't mention, right.
They got things to do.
Yeah, I know, but you would think they'd be there for Janet being inducted, you know?
Yeah, I'm sure it's not that big of a thing.
It was Huey Lewis and Terry Thomas. They have to be there. So, all right, 773 or 763 area code wants to hear some Stanley Clarke. See, that's we supply the funky beats.
Mm. Like this show does.
That's exactly
every
right.
Friday.
We supply the funky beats and cheese clams.
I was just thinking we should have a DJ night.
A DJ?
You just play Fly Jams.
Oh.
And cheese clams.
And that's it. Fly Jams and cheese clams. That rhymes. Oh. I think we got something going there.
There you go.
All right, and let's see what we got here. 262 area code. Little Albert King. We're getting some classic. Oh, no. This is 815 area code. See if you can identify this. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So do you remember it?
Yeah, from What's Happening.
The What's Happening theme. Somebody requested the What's Happening theme. That's Fly.
Sure.
See, that the guys in the show wouldn't listen to this stuff. They're too busy listening to Doobie Brothers.
Yeah.
It's Gary on WGN. Go ahead, Derek. Gary.
Hello, Nick. How are you?
All right. What do you got?
Yeah. I'm calling from Richfield, Minnesota. This is Gary. And I would like to hear How Could I Let You Get Away by the Spinners, please.
All right.
Got no time to count my sheep today. How could I let you get away when I knew I need somebody soon?
We don't hear that one very often. That was a deep cut. Nice choice. Let's close out with Bennett, The Business of Funk. Wake Knight has made his request, and it's always important. Let's hear it. Bennett always picks funky jams.
It's very funky.
That's Brian Culbertson and Get Ready. All right, cool. All right, everybody, we're going to take a break, and we shall return. Esmeralda, I'll see you on Monday, so I'll see you on Tuesday.
See you Tuesday.
Okay.